You had mentioned that the area would be good for night and rentals because of all the amenities offered by Holiday Hills.
Yes.
Have you talked to those persons that are in charge of those amenities, and aren't they probably for the use of the owners only?
They
have this happen in several subdivisions where you get a nightly rental and
right.
then they send the renters over to the pool. And the only people who are supposed to be in the pool are the owners.
Correct.
Correct. So
and we are the owners.
Yeah.
And then we would be there.
And then,
excuse me?
And we would use it.
And then we would use it.
You would use it.
We would use it. Yes. Yeah.
But they can purchase a golf game.
They can go golfing.
Like the regular public.
Okay.
Right.
Right there
I'm
on that.
I'm just curious if you were aware that that could be a big
yeah.
problem.
Right. No, all that would have to be discussed and worked out and in the guidelines for a rental with very strict, you know, which we would use through our management company.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments? We're on the home stretch. Yeah.
I've already been subjected to ridicule.
Yeah.
Do we need to have more discussion to walk through the pros and cons or get a motion out there so that we can see how the members feel?
I'll make a motion so we can get a vote. To me, it's not compatible. The two neighbors have said it wasn't compatible and it would disturb them.
Based on compatible with adjacent use. And really, number two, the injure the use and enjoyment of property in immediate vicinity. Scott, do you have that?
Well, I've got to injure the use of the adjoining neighboring properties. The nightly rental use will injure, and then that's not in the that are not a nightly rental on that same part of the circle of West Rockford, because we've discussed just these houses close to them and not compatible to the neighbors, which are the same neighbors.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Who's the second?
Randy.
Randy. Okay.
Any further discussion?
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion is to deny the application. So all those in favor of denying the application presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 8-1. Dave was for it. So she's probably aware, but there's an appeal process that you guys can go through for the application that Scott's office can help you out with. Okay?
Appeal that didn't adequately meet the rules of denial. Not a particular story, but that's all there is out there. That was my book.
Okay, the last item we've got, that's all the CUPs, but we do have a public hearing for discussion and action on the proposed Taney County zoning regulation amendments to send to the County Commission for approval or adoption.
So I'll go through all these, and then you can have public comment for or against these amendments. We can pick them out. We can find them in the zoning regs. So just a brief overview.
Can you guys hear back there, or do you want to move forward, or are you guys good there? Or
brief overview of the zoning amendments, starting in Article 2, a conditional use permit definition. It has the BOA approving conditional use. Well, obviously, we're not doing that. It's the Planning Commission. If we did the BOA, we'd have no avenue for appeals. I don't know how that got through the original because I thought we changed all those. And then recreational vehicle park and the definition, I'll show you where it is. It just says RVs, and I think the intent was RV sites. So Article 7 and 15 would be to add campground and RV park as a conditional use in MH1 zoning district. Article 7 and 8 would be change home occupation as a conditional use in A1 zoning district to provided by right. Article 15, delete the occupancy permit for mobile homes due to that Taney County has no building code. We do not issue occupancy permits. Article 23 would be add a statement on conditional use not to establish compatibility for future applications. Article 39 is to add nightly rental parking standards to the chart. And then Article 24 would be to remove R1 as a zoning district, allowing nightly rental as a conditional use. So here's Article 2. Here's our Board of Adjustment. We'd eliminate it and replace it with Planning Commission. And if anybody has any questions, just stop me. And here's our definition of recreational vehicle park. It says a parcel on which two or more recreational vehicles are rented or offered. Well, I think the word sites were left out because I haven't found any place yet that's offering the actual vehicles for rent. I did have a conversation with someone that had an MH1 that in the backside there wasn't any development and they wanted to put a campground recreational vehicle park, but it was a blank space. It wouldn't even be allowed. So we put it as a conditional use application to come before you in MH1 to be able to do the RV park, which I'm showing here highlighted. We'd be adding a C under MH1. So Article 7 is the agricultural, change the conditional use for home occupation to P for provided by right. All these RR, R1, R2, R3, NR1, NR3, MH1 allow home occupation by right. You don't have to get the conditional use permit. So we would change this conditional use you see everywhere else. And there's some regulations for that they need to follow for that home occupation. They can't have a change the visibility of the home. It still has to look like a home. They can't have any signage. So we'd be changing the C to a P. And then Article 15.030 is where we would eliminate no mobile home may be occupied due to we don't have a building code. So it'd be this right here. We would delete that under section 15.030. And then in the 23, and this is before your page 136 that you're reading, these are actually the recommended standards and criteria on conditional use permit applications. You guys had talked about adding where a conditional use permit that is granted shall not be used to establish compatibility or for with any future conditional use application. So you could have one down the road, four doors down, that met the criteria, but then the one before you that night does not meet the criteria. Just because there's one close does not mean you have to approve that one. You asked for that language. So this would give you the ability to look at each one. So that's right here. We would add this statement under D, and it would just be a continuation of that statement. And then I got to looking in the parking standards. Someone asked what the parking standards were, and we do have a chart, which I'll go to here. And we don't have nightly rental in there. We need to put it in there where we have one parking space for two occupants. So we would add that to this chart. And then Article 24.020 is where we would eliminate single-family residential district as a district to apply for conditional use nightly rental applications. So then in our subdivision regulations, these are mainly cleanup. There's a lot of language in it that has development guidance code that we no longer have. We need to replace it with zoning regulations. All the permits say Division 1, Division 2, et cetera. Our permits are now residential construction, commercial construction, so we need to change those names. There's an area where it talks about C of Cs. We do not issue C of Cs anymore. I have been approached by the county collector and the sewer district to add a signature block for them to look at plats. The collector would see if the real estate taxes have been paid. The sewer district would look at amended plats and minor subdivisions where their sewer is and they plan to use sewer, that he would have availability for easements, because he's got caught with some plats that they couldn't really get sewer very easy. They had to go back through another process.
Can I ask a
file
question
an amended
on one?
And
specific to that one, if we were one that files a lot of plats, are there would be a process to where they would understand, you know, the turnaround time, or a process established with the sewer district? And
I mentioned to them that we get a lot of plats. I have talked to some surveyors. I want them to send them to them just like they do me for review. So if there is any changes that they need to be made, if the real estate taxes aren't paid, your collector is going to let you know. Once everybody's responded back, it's just a matter of getting the signatures. Of course, the collector will have somebody up here most of the time. The sewer district are going to have to work something out where they can sign the plats.
Yeah.
And then I was given a good trust block example that we need to just add to those from the recorder. Ms. Jody Stalls gave me a good one. And then in the back of the subdivision regulations, it gives the dates that these development guidance code and the subdivision regulations were pulled out. We just need to add the zoning regulations adopted in April of 2021. And then we did a little minor change in 911 administrative block. It said minor subdivisions all the time, and we just changed it to plats. So examples of your 911, it used to right here say minor subdivision. Well, these are just examples that we put in the book, so it'll just be one that they can use. Here's the sewer districts. Here's the collectors. There's your trust block example that we don't have in the book. Does anybody have any question on any of these? Or if not, you can open it up for public comments. And
I do have a question real quick on the
yes.
home-based business.
Uh-huh.
Can you go back to that? Sorry.
These are all
natural language.
Oh. The language?
Yeah.
Well, we'd just be putting
change
the C as conditional use in A1 to a P in A1. All other districts, it's a P for home occupation. So you're, and it's a conditional use in A1 now.
Oh, in A1.
Yeah, in A1, you have to come before you to get approval, whereas all the other districts, they just have to follow the home occupation. Let me just pull it up for you real quick. So it's page 142.
I missed that A1.
Yeah, we're only talking about A1. You know, your residential districts, you're just allowed to do it, but on a 100-acre farm, you got to get approval for a home occupation. That just kind of didn't really make sense to me. But
I mean, I'm in violation.
Yes, you are. I'll be sending you a letter tomorrow.
Woo-hoo.
So we have a home occupation. As long as they follow this, you know, their stipulations, not more than 50% of the floor area, one story is devoted to it. You can have one employee, can't change the look of the dwelling. There's a few little stipulations that they follow to be a home occupation. If they don't follow those, then they wouldn't be the home occupation.
Right. Okay.
So take your sign down.
So if I park my car in the
front
yard?
Yep. Okay. You're good.
Hey, Scott, on your good night to the rentals in a residential area.
Uh-huh.
Are you, somebody comes into your office and this is what they want to do, you're going to say, no, we can't do it?
I cut those off.